I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Oh, we always do hope you enjoy the show. Come on, what else would you be here for but to enjoy the show? And of course, that's why you're here at Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. That's drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. If you go to that web address, you'll be amazed at what very strange things there are for you to read and to gaze upon and be amazed. Yes, here we are, and it's a brand new year. I can't believe it. Here it is, 2008. When did we get into the 2000s? Did anybody tell me? Anyway, 8 years into the 2000s, and I'm still saying 19, this, that, and the other. You know, what are you going to do? Anyway, the thing is, we are in a new year, and Happy New Year to everyone. This is podcast number 118. That's pretty amazing in and of itself. 118 for 2008, brand new year. Very cool. Anyway, and it is January the 5th. Five is a good number. That's how many fingers you have on your hand if you are a standard issue human. If you're not a standard issue human, then you should probably do your own podcast. Ha ha. Yes. Anyway, we have some very strange, weird geekiness for you, as we always do, and that includes some geek culture. Brand spank new, hot off the press, geek culture. We start the new year with new geek culture because I had to search for it high and low and find it. So, we have that for you. Now, and it ties in with geek technology news, which is kind of cool too. So there you go. Anyway, before we get any further, however, if you hit the website, and not literally hit it, that would put a dent in it, and that would be bad. But if you went to the website last week, you may have perchance gone to the website at a point in time in which I was playing around with it. Yes, you may have noticed that the theme suddenly changed to something else and suddenly went back to the old theme. If you happen to hit during those times, sorry about that. I was playing. I like to play with my themes occasionally because I'm always searching for the perfect WordPress theme. And so far I haven't quite found it yet, but I've got one that I kind of like. And if I get really ambitious, because it will take some time to, you know, kind of warp it into my warped thing that I need for my website, I might actually go to that theme. I like parts of it. It's very cool. So if you saw it, then you got a preview, a glimpse, a glimmer of what will happen to Dr. Bill the computer curmudgeon. Maybe. The answer is definitely maybe. Okay, so here's the thing. Right now, if you go to the sidebar over on the right-hand side of the blog known as Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, which is, of course, at drbill.cc. I mentioned that, didn't I? You need to go there, and at the very top, you will find a lovely little ad for Go to My PC. They are sponsors of our blog and podcast, and I appreciate that. Citrix Systems. Cisco's been good to me, too. But Citrix Systems has been very good to me because I am a Citrix system administrator at High Point Regional Health Systems, which is my day job. And, of course, they keep me very busy there running around keeping the systems going. You know, the little chipmunks, they have the little wheels, and you have to keep encourage them with tiny little whips. Anyway, never mind. The point is that we have to keep the systems going, and Citrix Systems does an excellent job of doing that. Now, GoToMyPC is an awesome product. You see, if you have a PC that you want to get to anywhere in the known universe, all you have to do is install GoToMyPC, and then from anywhere on the interweb, throughout space and time, you can go to that PC, thus the name, GoToMyPC, and you can get there and do stuff. And you know that doing stuff is what they pay you for at work. Yes, I've discovered that. And you need to keep doing the stuff, or they will say, we don't need you anymore because we hired you to do stuff. So you gotta get to your PC. So that's why you need GoToMyPC, because sometimes in the middle of the night, they'll call you up and say, where's that spreadsheet, Fred? And you'll think, I'm not Fred, but I'll go ahead and go to my PC, get the spreadsheet, mail it to the boss, because what does he know? So anyway, that's what you need to do. You need to click on that little advertisement there at the top of the right-hand sidebar thingy, and then you'll get a 30-day free trial to go to my PC. Dude, pretty cool. You really need to do that. Also, if you'll notice right below that ad, there's a little imagey thing that if you will hover over it, you'll notice it's a link. And if you click it, you'll go to our Shameless Commerce Center, salute, where you can partake in some shameless commerce. Yes. And that would help us out here and help us keep the silliness going. And we know you love the silliness, which is why we deliver it to you every week that we can. Yes. Okay. This week's geek culture I like a lot. There is this group you see, group of individuals, that sing a cappella music. Well, it's not really truly a cappella because there's a little music in the background, but it's mostly kind of a cappella. Never mind, doesn't matter. The point is, there's this group called the Richter Scales. Don't ask me, that's what they chose to call themselves. Anyway, they came up with a song that fits right in with today's tech newsiness, and that is, here comes another bubble. Now, to explain that, you see, several years ago, actually quite a few years ago, there was what was called the Internet bubble, you see. That's where all these businesses were starting web businesses and Internet businesses, and it just kept growing and growing and getting crazier and crazier, and finally the bubble burst. You didn't know I could do that, did you? It's a sound effect. Anyway, the point is, I'm multi-talented, what can I say? Anyway, the point is the bubble burst, and everybody went, dude, I shouldn't have invested in that sorry tech stock. So, of course, we all learn from that, and it will never happen again, right? No, wrong. People started talking about Web 2.0, Web 2.0, and people said, boy, if there's a Web 2.0, there needs to be a Web Bubble 2.0. I don't know why. I mean, you know, you have a bubble, it goes, and then you lose a lot of money. I don't know why you want to do that. But people decided that that was what we needed to do. And so the Richter Scales came along and said, let's make a song about the new tech bubble that we are into right now. Wow. So listen closely. Listen to the words. There's strange stuff here. Very geeky. I think you'll like it.
Get me a CS degree, honor roll, MIT, moved to Palo Alto, opportunity now. Thought I had the perfect plan, took a job at Webvan, traded in my 20s for a worthless pile of tech stock. Suffered through the market crash, lost a giant wad of cash, pink slips, burger flips, would you like some fries? Happy days are here again, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, time to write a business plan so I can be like those guys.
Here comes another bubble, it's a monster rally all around the valley.
First you need a buzzword, then a second.
secrets of an engineer. Feed him pizza, buy him beer. Give him just a fraction of the pie. Need a good domain name, must be cheap, can't be lame. Something cool like Flickr-Mevo, Wiki, you, Mahalo, Bebo. Telephone without the T, Devo with the triple G. Make your elevator pitch, cut it up and flip the switch.
Here comes another father. LPCs are backing, baby, let's get cracking.
Blog, blog, blog it all, blog it if it's big or small. Blog in the Cineplex, blog while you're having sex. Blog in the locker room, baby's blogging in the womb. Blog even if you're wrong, won't you blog about this song? Launch party, Nestle dress. What's the point? Sausage fest. Blue shirts, khaki pants, looking like a line of dance. Need to get a Facebook page. All these guys are half my age. 29, past my prime. I feel so behind the times.
Here comes another father. In a year, we swear we'll all be billionaires.
Make yourself $1 million, partly skill, mostly luck. Now you can't afford a down payment on a small house. If you want a bigger one, Hillsboro, Atherton, better hope the same thing happened to your spouse. IPO, lucky you, have your cake and eat it too. Private yacht, party jet, why not buy a matching set? Build yourself a rocket ship, blast off on an ego trip. Can this really be the end? Back to work you go again.
See the noise? I didn't do it as loud that time, but that's pretty cool, isn't it? Anyway, there you go. Here comes another bubble by the Richter Scales. Very, very strange. Yes. Anyway, that's kind of tech newsy because that's actually going on right now. We're in the middle of a great big internet bubble, and it hasn't quite popped yet. I could make some jokes there, but they'd be really gross, so I'm going to stop right there. Ha ha! Yeah. Okay, anyway, as you know,
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech Podcast Network dudes are at CES this coming week. Is it this coming week? I think it is. Yes. And they're going to have video rundowns of what's going on at CES. We may actually put some of those on the blog. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be very strange. You know, those guys, well, let me tell you. There's this guy, you see, who is the head of Raw Voice Media, Todd Cochran. He is the geek at Geek News Central. And Todd, I hope, won't mind me saying this, but he really, really is the geek from Geek News Central because he just, if you listen to his podcast, and by the way, it's a very good podcast. You ought to listen to it, Geek News Central at geeknewscentral.com. He sounds like a geek. I mean, literally, his voice sounds like a geek. Unlike mine, which sounds like I don't know what, but his voice sounds like a geek. I mean, you can almost imagine the little pocket protector in his pocket and the glasses with the tape around them. And, you know, this is Todd Cochran with the Geek News Central podcast. I mean, he really sounds like a geek. And so he's going to be doing the updates from CES along with other tech podcast folk. And I'm not making fun of you, Todd. Really, I'm not. I'm, you know, it's all in good fun. I mean, you're the one that calls yourself the geek from Geek News Central. Okay? I don't want Todd mad at me. He's the CEO of Raw Voice Media. You don't want to get him mad, okay? So, there you go. But the point is, there are many great podcasters and bloggers that are part of the Tech Podcast Network, and one of them is my good friend Paul Muller. Yes, indeed. He has even friended himself with me over at techpodcast.com. You can friend each other, you see. That's one of those social networking things that you do. And he has added himself to my page as a friend. And I salute him, salute, for doing that. Thank you, Paul. Because he has a wonderful program called the Caffeination Podcast. And I just had a cup of coffee. Actually, I just had a cup of coffee. The cup of coffee is gone because I drank it, so I can't hold it up and go see A Cup of Coffee. And even if I did, this isn't a video cast. This is a podcast, so you couldn't see it anyway. So there you go. I guess I could tap the side of the cup if I had it, but I don't have it. And I can't find anything that makes a dinging sound. Oh, well, never mind. But I do have my spoon, that I used for my coffee. Yes. Okay. Never mind. Where was I at? I got off track there. Time and space warping around the cosmos. Yes. I was going to play a promo for Paul. See, Paul, coffee does these things to you. You know this, don't you? Yes.
Hi, I'm Paul Muller, the host of The Caffeination. If you're like me and you need that extra shot in the arm in the morning, you need to come on over to The Caffeination. We're a twice-weekly podcast. We cover all the best in tech news. We cover coffee. We cover caffeine. I try all the products so that you don't have to. So head on over to The Caffeination at caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. Thanks and stay caffeinated, people.
Oh, I stay caffeinated all the time, Paul. That's why I'm so frenetic. Yes. Well, it's not the only reason, but I digress. The point is, we have many good things here for you on Dr. Bill, the Computer Convention. By the way, you can still get to that website by the long route instead of the short route. And that would be, of course, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. I just got to play that every once in a while because of my good friends out there who sent that to me as a little doohickey. And I like those doohickeys. We're also a member of the Blueberry Podcast Network.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
And of course, my son Benjamin, the Game Master, is also part of the Blueberry Podcast Network. And if you go to blubrry.com, you can look him up, the Game Master's Ben Spin. Or you can just cut to the chase and go to benspin.com, benspin.com, and you'll be able to get in on his podcast, which of course is that strange in itself. Yes, and I am kind of guest hosting, if you will, on that podcast. I'm his sidekick, so somebody has to kick him in the side. So, you know, I got to be the sidekick. So there you go, and you can join us on the Game Master's Ben Spin. I would encourage you to do that. Okay, enough promos. I know you're sitting out there going, Dr. Bill, enough with the promos. Please get on to the content of the podcast. Hey, I gave you some geek culture. What do you want, man? Okay, anyway, first item on the list of tech news, we had the 2008 Tech Prediction... You try saying that when your brain is all caffeinated. 2008 Tech Predictions from the Tech Podcast members. This was a post on the Geekazine. That's Geekazine with an A in the middle. .com, and it is the audio magazine for the geek and all of us. You see. He's another member of the Tech Podcast Network, and he has a vaguely bad tone to it, doesn't it? Anyway, he solicited predictions from other tech podcast members. I didn't do any because I was pondering on the future of technology, and I went off into time and space, and I got lost. So I didn't send him any. But others did, and here's some of the ones that were mentioned as predictions for the year 2008 from the Tech Podcast Network. The iPhone will have Newton Ideals integrated, providing PDA functionality with full web integration to calendars, to-do lists, and contacts, as well as online documents. Yeah, right. Claims of real-time daylight satellite video for GPS will be forecast. This will be vaporware, of course, just like the Molar flying car. Yes. Alarm and home monitoring companies will offer more high-tech total monitoring of your home and offer total data storage packages and computer security monitoring as well. Those are some predictions from Norbert Davis from the Totally Cool Tech podcast, which is at www.totallycooltech.com. Next ones. Adam will release... Adam... Adam? Adam is an old, old computer, dude. Let's come back to the present, shall we? Okay. No, Apple. You know, think smaller and fruity. Apple will release a new MP3 player that also allows for GPS navigation called the iPod Micro. I doubt that, too. Steve Ballmer and Microsoft will begin a grand plan for a new operating system to succeed. It'll come after the Microsoft Vista operating system, which will be released to businesses in 2015. Yeah. The Nintendo Wii will continue to sell out like hotcakes. Nintendo will begin the process of manufacturing the console once again. Really? Wow. Dig and Reddit will merge, much to Dig's dismay, and put copycats like Mix and Newsvine out of business. How is that possible? That is from Ethan Quasman from blogradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. www.blogtalkradio.com. Whew, man. Okay. Next one. Apple TV will get more recognition and become popular as Apple adds more features. Well, we can only hope. Vista SP1 will do nothing to fix all the problems that currently plague the OS, crushing the last bit of hope that Vista users had for the OS actually being any good. That's a safe prediction. Most people will turn to free open source programs like OpenOffice and Google Docs. Yes, yes, please make it so. Okay, the RIAA will not be gone, but will be hanging on by a thin thread. And then he says, I asked Santa for this, but I heard the RIAA makes large contributions to his workshop. Darn. Oh, well. That was from Joe DiCarlo at www.technogab.com. Yet another tech podcast dude. Next predictions. Apple will come out with major updates to Apple TV, making it worth that $299 to $399 retail. New features will include HD support, Blu-ray, or HDTV playback, maybe both. I doubt it, due to the other tech news I have for later. Software updates for the Apple TV will include 1080p playback and support for other free IPTV providers like Joost. They will launch an IPTV revolution. Say goodbye to overpriced TV providers. Would that it were so there. Charles is making these predictions. Okay. The iPhone will finally add flash support, either by Apple or by a third party. After the SDK is launched in February, the flash support will allow developers to create some really cool web applications with Adobe's Flex Developer Environment. That sounds like a really serious prediction. That's just unheard of. Okay, next one. At CES this year, that's coming up next week, the TV manufacturers will come out with a new HDTV format that will make everyone else's HDTV obsolete, thereby alienating the entire group of customers that just bought 1080p TVs for Christmas. The new format will be 2160p Super Full HDTV. That's Charles Booker of the TechCritiques.com website. www.techcritiques.com. Okay, let's do some predictions from Paul Muller from the Caffeination Podcast, who's promo we heard just moments ago. Social networking will continue to fracture and people will lose control over their content. That's not good. Individual rights will erode, leaving criminals with any functionality in their devices. I don't like that one either. Podcasting as a branch of mainstream media will settle into bigger niche, enhancing our space by proxy. I don't know if I understood that, but anyway. Apple will continue to play the underdog card while stripping people of choice, and Microsoft will blunder into poor choice trying to cater to everyone. And coffee prices will increase. Man, Paul, dude, did you have a bad Christmas? Was Santa bad to you? Did you get a coal in your stocking, dude? Come on, lighten up. Drink some more coffee, man. Anyway, these are some of the predictions from the Tech Podcast Network, and being techies and geeky dudes and dudettes all, they all had to do with technology. Because, after all, what else is there? Okay, next item. Boy, we took a long time with that one. Even though I tried to do it very fast, it still took a long time. Next item, Microsoft thwarts backward compatibility. This one really blew me away. Even for Microsoft, it's stupid. Microsoft does stupid things all the time. It's their raison d'etre. You know what I mean? But, you see, this one is weird. Okay, Here's what I said in the blog. In a strange move, Microsoft has removed support from Office 2003's old document formats with its new service pack. Now let's understand this. In Office 2003, you could pull up old formats of documents. Now, here's the rationale for that. It's not because of the kindness of their heart that they did that. No. The idea is, if you had other formats, WordPerfect and all these other formats, you could pull those documents into Office 2003 and then save them as Word documents, thereby eliminating the older formats and being able to convert them to the Word format. So that was a good thing, technically, for Microsoft. So did they think, wow, this is a good thing, we need to keep doing it? Why, no. They're Microsoft, after all. So they eliminated that entirely. You cannot pull in old formats into your documents and recreate them with Microsoft Word format. No. They are no more. Now, keep in mind, this is functionality that existed in the product, and the service pack is eliminating that functionality. The term Indian giver comes to mind. Okay, enough said. That's what they did. Next item, malware. Malware is, of course, that term that refers to viri and adware and all those other evil things that evil people create and send to our computers to do evil things. Malware. Malware is evolving faster than PC security programs. Basically, it means the bad guys are winning. I don't like that. This is just beginning to be a down day, you know? I mean, first Paul goes all down on me, and now the malware guys are winning. This is not good, people! We need to bring back goodness. Yes. Oh, well. Next item, Geek Project, how to drastically limit spam on PHPBB forums. First of all, let me say this. If you've ever tried to run a PHPBB forum, all you got to do is install the software, which installs very easily, actually, on your web server. Just leave it alone. Don't even bother setting up anything in your forum. Don't bother even having any content, because if you'll wait 30 minutes... it will be filled up with evil spam. I'm talking yucky, gooey, sticky, slimy, porno, yucky spam. I'm talking the worst of the worst. I'm talking people that sign up from .ru, which is Russia, and then immediately flood your forum with stuff you wouldn't show your grandma. It just drives me nutty. And then you go in and you try to delete. You can't keep up with them. They're so busy hitting you with more evil spam that you can't delete it fast enough until finally you get so frustrated you say, stupid forum, I'm not even going to run you anymore, and you delete it. Can you tell I speak from experience here? Yes. Anyway, so I decided I'm going to see if anybody has a good idea on how to make this forum a safe for mankind. And I did. I found that there is an organization out there called the PHPBB Anti-Spam Project. Salute! And so they have come up with some neat ideas that you can use, and they provide the facilities to use them to make your forum less spamified. We won't say spam-free, because only John C. Dvorak gets no spam. I get no spam. Da 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 da. Never mind. Anyway, if you listen to Twit occasionally, you hear John C. Dvorak's I Get No Spam song that Leo did for him, which I think is kind of cool. Anyway, I digress again. The point is, let's look at into our project. This is a geek project. See, every so often I have a geek project just to let you know that I'm still out here being a geek and not just being silly and funny for the sake of being silly and funny. I've gotten to the point here lately that I kind of wondered if some of you thought, is he a geek or what? So occasionally I have to have a geek project, you know? Anyway, so here it is, the geek project. Here's what you do. Number one, use spam blocking IP blacklist. Where do you get them? Look at the link below. Click, and I have a link there, to go to the place where the PHPBB anti-spam project exists, and there you can get the blacklist that they keep up for you of all the evil people in the universe that want to spam your forum. And once you use this blacklist, you can set your forum, that's one of the features in the new version of PHPBB, you can set the blacklist so that the people from those IP addresses cannot put anything on your forum. Now, of course, that means that you've got to keep that IP blacklist up in regularly. It's kind of like almost like a virus signature file. You got to keep that up. And so they do that for you at PHPBB Anti-Spam Project, and you can download it and set it up yourself. Number two, enable your forum's CAPTCHA. The CAPTCHA is a tool that has been invented, and you've probably seen it on other web pages where they want you to sign up, and they put up these weird looking characters from different fonts and everything, and they say type in what you see, because the idea is those are images. The robots that are roaming the internet spamming don't have the ability to read the image and understand what it is, not being a human, and so therefore when you see it and type it, it proves that you are a human being, not a human being. That's different. A human being, and therefore they will accept your information. Those are CAPTCHAs. So turn on your CAPTCHA in your ACP. Most bots work around this. It may help eliminate a small percentage of the older bots. By the way, bots are spammer scanning software robots that spammers set up to spam websites. So there you go. Number three, enable account activation via the user's email. Using the admin activation may eliminate spam. However, in the end, it will be just as much work because you're deleting spam from your forum's activity, and you get a whole bunch of bounce backs that, you know, that the email address they used was bogus. So that's not a great one, but it is a method. Number four, hide from spammers. Make it harder for spammers to find you without sacrificing surfers being able to find you. How do you do that? Do not use the /phpbb2 as the forum location. Basically, they look for a web address that has phpbb2 in the string, and that lets them know your location, that you have a board. So instead of that, use something like widgets, you know, some term that has nothing to do with forums or bulletin boards. Also, if you use the term forum, you know, let's say you just say forum 1, forum 2, they don't, you know, that's easy enough to search through and find as well. So that's not good. Remove the PHBB text there at the bottom of the page that says powered by PHBB, blah, 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 blah. Remove that. Replace it, if you want to, with an image of the text. So again, the spammer scanning software, the bots, will look at that and they'll see a picture, but they won't know what it says in the picture. Sneaky, huh? Also, use robots.txt to block spammer scanning software from indexing non-vital areas of your forum. If your forum is yoursitename.com/widgets, hard to say, create a text file and place the following in it, substituting widgets with the forum's location. Name it robots.txt and upload it to your site.com root level robots.txt. That's one way you can do that. Other mods that you can implement to try to make it safer. IP logged upon registration, turn that on. Second one, URL sensor, that URL sensor. Good for censoring bab spam, URLs and post, membership, web addresses, signatures, etc. Auto-delete non-activated users. Good for removing membership spammers who do not confirm. Anti-spam question, easy to install and modify. Basically, this is the one where it asks you the question, what color is a lemon? And you answer, yellow. You need to do something, though. You need not use a question like that. That's a common one, so people use that all the time. So use a question that is odd. Maybe even something that is unique to your forum. You know, like, what is Naruto? And then the answer would be a knuckleheaded ninja. You know, something like that, that only people that go to your forum would know. Yes. Okay, next one. Deter comment spam by adding a rel-nofollow tag to all URLs so the bots do not pick them up. There you go. Anyway, all of this is in the article there on how to drastically limit spam on PHPBB forums. Cool. Next item, We're running way over, but that's okay. This will be an extended edition podcast because I had so much to blog about this week. Has Blu-ray won the format wars? You know, HD DVD is a format, and Blu-ray is a format of the new high-definition DVD formats. And everyone pretty much assumed that Blu-ray wasn't going to make it because, after all, the backer of Blu-ray is Sony, and Sony Betamax didn't make it in the videotape wars. VHS made it, so Sony didn't, because they pulled some bonehead moves, and even though the technology was technically better, they still lost out in that format. And, of course, there aren't any more Betamax cassettes anywhere. So, actually, there's not very many VHS cassettes anywhere because we've gone digital. But I digress. The point is, Blu-ray, I didn't think had have much of a chance. But Disney went Blu-ray. Now this week, Warner Brothers has announced they're going all Blu-ray. And I read that Max, this is a rumor, Max may have Blu-ray recorder players in them. Currently, they have read-write DVDs. They may replace them with Blu-ray format. Wow. So the Blu-ray may be winning. What do you think of that? Oh! It's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. So that means it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is Time Utilities. Space and Time. You knew we'd get there. I keep mentioning space and time. Well, this isn't space. No. But it is time. Time Utilities. Now, how about three utilities for the price of one? Wow. Well, it's all free, so it's actually not a price. But anyway. Time-based utilities for Windows. This is Horst Schaefer's software that he has come up with and released as freeware. The Date Reminder Program. That's a little program that you can set up. And you can put, like, your birthday in it. You know, not your birthday, maybe your wife's birthday. You probably remember your birthday. Then, on the other hand, maybe I do need that for my birthday. Anyway, the point is, you put it in there, and it will, you're sitting on your PC minding your own business, it will pop up and go, "Hello, today's your birthday, happy birthday to you." And you'll go, "Oh, yeah." Anyway, that's what it's for. It's a date reminder. It will remind you to pay bills, to go to appointments, things of that nature. You may say, "Well, my email program does that." Ah, but only if you're in the email program. This is a program that runs in the background of your system, and you don't even have to be in email for it to pop up and tell you to go do things. Don't you love it when your computer pops something up and tells you to go do things? Yeah. Okay, next one, calendar. Calendar window is a little bitty calendar that's very cool, and you can click on the month and year and select the month or year and have it out there, and it's just a cute little utility. What can I say? There you go. Next one, Time Sync. This one's kind of cool. Time Sync will go out and find the time off the NIST server and adjust your PC clock to make it accurate within a second. So accurate, it will blow your mind. And this is a cute little utility that does that and sits there in the background and keeps you synced for all time. Okay, bad pun. Anyway. So there you go, Geek Software of the Week, free time utilities. Whew. And it's only been a 37 and almost 38 minute podcast. Yes, we're crossing the moment right now that it's 38 minutes. Isn't that wild? Boy, a long podcast. I'm just running out of verbalization here. So, I guess it's probably going to be time to slide on out of here. I suppose if the music starts, then, there it is! I hear it now! So that means it's time to get out of here. The Doctor is out of here!